Okay, praise the Lord for the prayer ministry of the church.
Amen. Right.
So good we can all be together.
Yes.
There's a little disadvantage in coming together because a lot of you can't pray like you normally do in the homes, and so we apologize for that. But on the other hand, we like to fellowship, continue the fellowship we started on the Lord's Day about the burden to enter more into the Lord's move and build up the body of Christ, and particularly the grouping of the brothers and sisters, which when this was shared recently in another church, one brother stood up and said, well, we've heard this, but we haven't entered into it.
Right.
And probably a lot of us will be familiar with some of these principles. We're going to read some quotes mainly to help us see from our brother's view of what the Lord is doing today. He had a move initially in the New Testament, and things were going well. Things got off track, and then degradation came in, and there's a term we use called recovery. Mm-hmm. It's not a capital, or we're not the Lord's capital R recovery. That's not our name. That's not the group we are. That's just a phrase used to describe a process of something being lost. It was initially there, lost, and is being recovered. So when we hear that word, it's not a title of who we are. It's a process of the Lord working out something very dear.
Right. Right.
So mainly we're going to look at some quotes from a couple of brothers that we highly regard as men of God and teachers of the Bible.
Amen.
So let's hand this out, and then we'll just, you'll have something if you can't catch it tonight. You can take it with you and chew on it, pray over it, consider. Praying is the most important thing. In Acts, the pattern was the prayers ascended, and then the Spirit responded by descending, filling, and then words were spoken through the disciples. So we hope you'll pray about this and look to the Lord. We're thinking to have kind of an ongoing series of fellowship. There's just so much here, and we can just cover little bite sizes. So we'll start a little bit of fellowship, which we actually initiated last Lord's Day. Our thinking is to use the Lord's Day table meeting to continue this, and then maybe every third week of the month, Wednesday, we would come pray together. It's good to be together, right?
Yeah, I mean, amen.
Enjoying seeing all the saints, and I'm mainly around the students on prayer night, and then on with the YP praying. So it's good to see all the saints. So it's broken up into four major points, and we'll just kind of fly through this. Maybe leave a little time. I'm not sure how much time we'll have left. Everybody's got a copy? Yeah. Okay, good. Very good. Amen. So let's read the title again.
The Body of Christ Realized in the Vital Roots.
So big phrases, huge, Body of Christ. That is the key books in the New Testament, full of revelation, is what they're focusing on. So that phrase alone, we hear it a lot. We know that's a really critical. There's a God's view of what that means. And then realize, that's, if you caught the phrase in the Holy Word for Morning Revival today, it's grace is God enjoyed by us in the Son, and reality is God realized by us in the Son. So when we say realize, we're talking about the reality, we're talking about being realized.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the reality of God, is what we're talking about, and it's where? Last phrase, in the vital groups. That doesn't mean as an individual you can't experience the Lord. Of course you can, but for the building up of the body, it needs a corporate side, and that's why we group together. It's very difficult to come to this meeting hall and meet like this on a ongoing basis. We used to do that. It's like six times a week, and we just wore ourselves out. and there wasn't much increase. And so there was a big change in 85, changed the quote system, and we started to take off into the homes, which was revolutionary, but it happens to be in the New Testament. Think about that, day to day and house to house.
That's
so
right.
It's a recovery and prophesying for all the saints who have a portion to stand up and speak their Christ and share. Maybe 20 years ago we started practicing that. It's a recovery. So the Lord is still recovering. What we'll see in this first Roman numeral is perhaps the final stage. Think about that. Of recovery could be the building up of the body of Christ. So let's read Roman number one. Go.
The body. The last stage of recovery, the most difficult item to recover, and the stress of our ministry.
Okay, so A is on the last stage, B is the most difficult, and three is the stress. Paul, why don't you take A for us, the caption and the quote.
Yeah, A, the body being the last stage of recovery. The recovery has reached the stage of the body. Perhaps this will be the last recovery. Mm. There may be other items of recovery, but as far as we know, when we reach the recovery of the coordination of the body and the manifestation of authority, we have reached the final recovery.
Amen.
Which means the Lord comes back. And just think about it for a minute. If the body, which is Christ, is here in reality, Christ is here. Johnny, what else could possibly be recovered if Christ himself is here?
Yeah. Amen.
Is there something more that we are thinking? Well, that's all we're about is Christ.
Yeah.
And if he's here in reality, all that needs to happen is the head needs to appear and validate,
amen,
this is me.
Yeah.
So we hope that we could see this final stage of recovery. How about B? Brian, you want to read B?
Sure. The body being the most difficult item to recover.
Right.
We believe that God is recovering the most difficult thing today.
Amen.
What worries us the most today is the fulfillment of Ephesians 4. Mm. I have read the New Testament more than 200 times. Mm. I am not worried about any other passage. I have even read Revelation a few hundred times. I am not worried about that book either. Mm. However, I am worried about Ephesians 4.
Mm.
I am concerned about how this passage of the Scriptures will be fulfilled. Mm. Ephesians 4 says that the work of the ministry is to arrive at the oneness of the faith.
Mm.
The church is the body of Christ, and it builds itself up in love. When will we be one?
Amen.
Ephesians 4 is a critical revelation, and it's about the members functioning in one accord to become one for one expression. So that was Brother Nee, who, in addition to reading it a few hundred times, he also had a very sharp mind and a photographic memory. So I think he had a good grasp on the word. Then C, this is a quote from Brother Lee. How about, Preston, you want to take C?
C, the body being the stress of our ministry. One, asked of the Lord after my illness what my ministry should stress. Two, it seems that the Lord would burden me with, one, the body of Christ and the life of the body.
Amen.
Wow.
Two, the reality of the life of the body of Christ. Three, may the Lord have mercy upon me that he would grace me to live the two stresses listed above and minister them to the Lord's recovery accordingly.
Amen.
It's in 94 by Brother Lee. He already knew he was sick and not sure about how much time, so it's very much before the Lord, what should the stress be? The body of Christ.
Amen.
Not just the body of Christ, but the life.
Life.
The livingness of the body. Well, and not just that, but the reality, the realization of God in that living. So very clear focus in his ministry.
Amen.
And then we move on to two. So this is, let's all read the caption in two.
Yeah.
The reality of the body of Christ requires living, and blending requires vital rooting.
Okay, so we laid out the focus, what the Lord, we feel, from the Bible, stressing the New Testament ministry, is what the Lord is after, and then he's here. physically. So then, how is this going to come about? Well, two helps us see that the reality of the body of Christ requires something, and that is the blending. This is based on this verse in Corinthians. And then blending, so we've got the body, the reality of the body, even the life of the body, the reality of the body, then there's got to be the blending if we're going to reach this goal. And if we're going to reach the goal of blending, we've got to have the vital group. So this verse in Corinthians, we can all read it. 1 Corinthians 12:24. Let's go.
But our comely members have no need, but God has blended the body together, giving more abundant honor to the member that lacks.
Blended the body. He's talking here about our physical body and how it's all connected and serves in oneness and coordinates. And so then the analogy is for the body of Christ, which is the reality here. And then A, how about Lewis, you want to read A for us?
Sure.
In the quote?
A, our great lack is the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
The economy of God is for the body of Christ.
Amen.
After seeing this, I checked with myself, where is the body of Christ?
Yeah.
You have opened the Bible book by book to the saints, and there are more than 1,600 local churches raised up on the earth.
Amen.
But where is the body?
Yeah.
You have the churches, but where can you see the body? Because of this, I became burdened. I said, Lord, I must confess to you and admit that although I saw the body of Christ, and I preached and taught the body of Christ for years, even I myself am not very much in the reality of the body of Christ.
Wow.
I was confessing my dullness and the shortcomings to the Lord concerning this matter. Thus, the present burden has come to me. You should not pay so much attention to the spreading of the recovery, to the increase of the churches, and to the good meetings of the churches.
Wow.
You, or we, must realize there is a great lack. Oh, a shortage. That is the reality of the body of Christ. It is for this reason that there is the need for the blending.
Good. Okay, Cross, you want to take the next one?
In the New Testament, the overcomers are likened to Zion.
Amen.
In Revelation 14:1, the 144,000 overcomers are not just in Jerusalem.
Right.
They are on the peak of Zion.
Amen.
The overcomers, the vital groups, are today's Zion.
Amen.
My burden today is to help you reach the peak of the vital groups.
Wow.
That is the overcomers' Zion.
Amen.
Although we may have a good church life, among us there is almost no realization, no practicality, no actuality, and no reality of the body life.
Amen.
This is the need in the recovery today.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty strong. So that's a great lack,
right,
is the reality of the body of Christ. And B goes on to blending is the body.
Wow.
Blending comes through grouping.
Amen.
You see?
Amen.
Without the blending, the Lord has no way to go on with us.
Amen.
Blending is the body.
Mm.
Blending is the oneness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And blending is the one accord.
Yes.
It is all these things.
Mm.
But we prefer to remain untouched and unknown by others. Because we do not like people to know us, we have become very sensitive. And our being sensitive causes us to be very touchy.
Oh, Lord.
Such a condition has forced us to be very cautious in our speaking for fear of offending one another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Among us, there is a great need for a breakthrough.
Amen.
Amen.
To allow the Lord to carry out the grouping.
Amen. Amen.
Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So the grouping. The blending is the body. Blending comes through the grouping. There's more fellowship along this line. It's not, as you spend time with people in prayer and seeking the Lord and begin to open up needs, need for a job, need for health, need for finances, need for family situations, then it can be borne by the body. And I think many of us have these experiences. I have several I could share with you, but I don't think we have time. So it's based on relatedness. That way you have the confidence that what you share will be taken to the Lord and not spread around to others that don't need to know things like that. So it's also not deep, dark past maybe you had before you met the Lord. It's not. We're not talking about that. We're talking about your current condition and going on with the Lord. Maybe you need help in prayer about your Bible reading. Maybe you're still looking for a group and you need some to pray regarding how can I be grouped? Who can I be grouped with? Then you're grouped together and how should we go on as a group? Things like that. Okay, C is vital groups need strengthening and are the only thing we should stress to gain people. Boaz, I think you're right. Wow.
We must do everything we can to strengthen the vital groups.
Yes.
We should spend every drop of our blood, every bit of our strength, and every minute of our time to strengthen the vital groups.
Yes. Amen.
Making the vital groups so beautiful, so high,
and so attractive.
This is the only thing we should stress to get the people.
Amen.
A number of things can attract people, but not so effective as the vital groups.
Amen.
That being among the vital group, just like a family, there's care and love and real concern, intimate concern.
Amen.
And that's hard to find outside of the body of Christ. In fact, that particular portion is reserved for the church, for the body of Christ. So. Hard to find it in human families or on the job or study groups or athletic groups or any kind of grouping because it's lacking the element, the reality of Christ, who is love, who is care, who is a shepherd. So that's something very special among God's people, is to be in this kind of an atmosphere. And that's what's attractive.
Amen.
All men are fallen and sinful and empty. We entered the world like this, and so we're created to have God is our content. When they touch that, when they see that among a group, it's very attractive. So that's the point there.
Amen.
Okay, then three is the Lord gained a vital group.
Amen.
You may not have considered the Lord's earthly ministry in the four Gospels as what he was really doing because there's so many things he was doing. I'm really enjoying Matthew, Mark, and now Luke, and just love touching the person in these Gospels. But this point stressing that he was blending the 12. Now think about it. He's going to be departing about 3.5 years after he started calling these young men and women. And he's going to be out of sight, gone, ascended. And what is he going to have to carry on his mission of saving the world? How, you know, we read in Luke earlier, a Savior has been born to you today. Wow, that was a great day. And he's going to depart. And so how would he, what is his plan or thought about how that reality is going to be maintained and communicated and spread until, look at this, 2,000 years later, here we are. Well, let's see what he was doing. Johnny, you want to?
Blending the 12 as a group. From the first day that the Lord Jesus began to call the disciples, he started the grouping.
Amen.
The Lord was like a big magnet, drawing the disciples to himself to become a group.
Amen.
In the four Gospels, we can see that the disciples were quarreling and competing with one another. At times, they were in rivalry with one another.
Wow.
The Lord Jesus dealt with each one of them.
Amen. Amen.
All those dealings were for one thing,
Amen.
To group them together.
Amen.
The Lord gained only one group.
Amen.
He brought them together and grouped them together.
Amen.
He never let them go.
Amen.
In a sense, they all were jobless for 3.5 years. They gave up their jobs to follow the Lord Jesus and be with him. Wherever the Lord Jesus went, they went.
Amen.
The Lord did not need them mainly to help them to work.
That's right.
But he wanted them to be dealt with.
Amen.
The Lord did not give them a program or a schedule to follow.
Yeah.
He just wanted them to be with him.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Wow. Isn't that sweet? Just hang out with Jesus and learn of him. Listen to him. Watch what he said, didn't say, how he handled people. Wow, what a good group. Dean, you want to continue that?
Sure.
Same? Yeah.
When the Lord was ministering in the four Gospels, he went about contacting people.
Amen.
Surely he was vital. Mm-hmm. Surely he was absolute and desperate for God's increase.
Yeah.
He contacted some young ones, and they were drawn to him. They lived together, ate together, and did everything together. They had a wonderful, intimate, and thorough fellowship with one another day after day, and the Lord was speaking to them. He was blending them together.
Mm-hmm.
As he spoke, there was the training.
Mm. Amen.
Even in his silence, he was training them.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can see he was blending them together. He was working. We know as the Gospels are closing, there were still the natural man coming out. Of course, they still needed to be indwelt by the Spirit and have another life. But he kept working with them.
Yep.
Yeah. So you have the blending of that group. And even within that group, there are ones that are more closely related. If you read carefully the New Testament, you'll see Peter, James, and John going up to the mountain. You'll see Peter and John going to the temple after the day of Pentecost. And the way their names are listed in different places, you can see even within the 12, there were closer associations with some, and even their partners, they would rotate partners and so that's just my thinking on the Lord was blending them as a group of 12, but also was working with them, according to this next point, blending the group of 12 by twos and threes. So, Jose, you want to pick this up?
Yep. Okay, among us, there is a great need for a breakthrough to allow the Lord to carry out the grouping.
Amen.
Amen.
From the very beginning in the four Gospels, when the Lord Jesus sent out his disciples, he did not send them one by one. Rather, he always sent them two by two, grouping them together. From the time the recovery came to the United States, the Lord has not been able to carry out the grouping among us. A number of saints came into the recovery in a very strong way and remained with us. But at a certain point, they left. That indicated that they were not willing to be grouped together in the recovery. We who have remained in the recovery all have the problems of our disposition and character that keep us separate from one another. Although by the Lord's mercy we're still together, among us there has been very little grouping. Because of this, we do not have the impact. The impact is with the one accord. And the one accord actually is the blending.
Amen.
So you can see the Lord, he did deal with them individually, but he was sending them two by two. Some of you have been at a Bible training and you have a gospel partner, you coordinate with your house, so you're grouped, right? Eric, you're smiling there. You were part of that grouping. I'm sure you learned a lot, didn't you? Oh, that was Dan was your GP?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good to see both of you brothers going on. And Jim Lee was there before you, I guess, right? A lot of you have been in the grouping, and so this is obviously striking a note. Then C mentions when you move out of the Gospels into Acts, the actions of the apostles. Now the Lord is, after he sent it, he reappeared for 40 days, teaching them concerning the kingdom of God, and then he left them, and then they gathered to pray, and then Acts set in motion, chapter 1, and as Acts begins, with the Acts begins with the review of Christ's preparation of this vital group, the 11 apostles, as shown in the Gospels. He specifically appears to the vital group many days during the 40 days. So he was still working after he had gone through death and resurrection and was with them, working with them. And then the latter part of Acts chapter 1, from 12 to 26, says that the further preparation of the Lord's vital group, their coordination, fellowship, prayer, and care. John, with the last, we know the first half of that chapter. Do you know the last half of that chapter, what they're talking about for Acts chapter 1 and the last half of it? What is Luke talking about? You remember?
Replacing Judas.
Yeah, okay. So before action, before the outpouring of the Spirit, what? Put the brakes on.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah.
You're missing.
Yeah.
Stop everything. We can't move forward. The group is not whole. We are short of a group member.
Yeah.
And interesting. So they spend half a chapter, Luke spends half a chapter sharing how they had to replace this group member before we could go.
Yep.
So it stresses the need of each group member. It's hard to move forward if the group is not whole, right? So you have that, and then you see their coordination. Let's all read 1:14.
These all continue steadfastly with one accord in prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.
Now, even in that, you can see the women. There were some women that would kind of hang back during the latter part of his ministry. They're there in the background. They're contributing to support. They're watching the crucifixion from a distance. Yeah. They show up with spices. They're very much there. So you can see a little group there. And then with his brothers, obviously that's a little group there, the brothers who didn't believe him early on, but they came around. Okay, so that's good. Mainly we wanted to be we wanted to look at 35,000 feet, the vital groups, before we get more detail about this burden. We wanted to see it in light of hopefully the final stage of the Lord's recovery before he appears, which many people believe is not that far away. And so to have the reality of the body, you need what?
Blending.
And to have the blending, you need what? The grouping, the vital groups. So when we get into the vital groups, don't lose sight of the big picture that the Lord wants the body. Realize he wants the reality of the life of the body.
Amen.
And so he has to blend the individual grains together into a loaf.
Yeah.
So there's got to be the blending. That's adjusting, harmonizing, et cetera.
Yeah.
And to do that, you have to be with one another. You have to
Amen.
Be around. I can be tempered.
Yes.
And God can deal with me and you, and Christ can become our oneness in our life. And
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For this revelation we have from this wonderful book, the Bible. So this will help us, I think, as we get into this, to just keep it in perspective of, we're not just talking about a side issue. This is what we feel will terminate this age, right?
Amen.
Okay, we want to keep our time to 8:30. Probably we got a couple quick announcements. We can have one or two responses maybe, but you got to keep it short. No long-winded people, or long-winded people, okay, but do it in 30 seconds. And we'll have a few announcements. We're going to get out of here on time.
Amen.
Got to be quick, though.
The blending, the grouping, the one accord. I always like this contrast. Before the Lord's resurrection, all the disciples, they were together. What happened? They were fighting and quarreling each other. Right. Who is the number one? Right? Peter also, very much in itself. But after the Lord resurrected, something dispensing into their being, make them different people. Amen. Even they become a martyrs. I won't mention all those names, being martyrs. But again, I just realized the grouping, the source is our resurrected Christ.
Amen.
So every time I have to come back, no matter what kind of grouping, not in the natural realm, human way, but we need to touch the resurrected Christ.
Amen.
From Romans 3, I especially enjoyed this short phrase. He never let them go. He never let them go. The Lord gained a vital group.
Oh, man.
He lost one of them. The Lord Jesus lost one of his vital group. You know? And all the whole point of all the dealings, I enjoyed this. All the dealings, saints. If you know what's going on in your life, all the dealings were for one thing.
Amen.
To group them together.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Just reminded Brother Tim said about the overview. Well, in the Old Testament, we read where without vision, people cast off restraint.
Yeah.
And the overview is the vision.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So, you know, as we go along with the vital groups, with the meetings, that's in our daily life, we sometimes have the way of getting lost in the details. The details become things to us, and that's where things can stumble us. Always hold to the vision.
Amen.
The vision of the groupings is what? Is what? Have we forgotten already? The vision of the groupings is the body. We are meeting for the building of the body.
Amen. Amen.
This is what we give ourselves
to.
And I believe if we just tell the Lord that, Lord, I'm going to the meeting for nothing more, nothing else than the building of the body.
Amen. Amen.
He will be faithful.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, real quick. Sorry. People have got kids and jobs, and we've got to go. So quick announcement, two. One, we've talked to the parents Saturday night when they came with the YP, and we talked about the summer and what we like to do, and we're going to need more parents. If you want to carry out the things we've been carrying out for your kids, whose kids are they?
Your
kids. Our kids. And we're going to need more parents to hop in because we're short of full-timers who were so willing to spend themselves. So we need parents. If you want us, let us know that you would like to learn more about how I can be involved and take up some responsibility and function as a member, as a parent. Those are your kids. You can sign your name, your email, and your phone number on that sheet right over there on that table, and we'll bring you in as best we can. So we need hands. We got family day camp. We got family retreat. We got true school. We got camps. We're looking at Carolina Creek Camp, HEB Camp this summer. We're trying to max out. The kids are off, so there are. So why wouldn't we fill them up with the reality, the truth? Second thing is for the students, there is a new post on the CSOC Instagram. It's knowing the Bible, knowing your Bible. Knowing the Bible, if you want to check it out and see, we want to establish a line on knowing the Bible. So just want to let you know it's there if you want to check it out. It won't take but a few seconds.
I think the prayer meeting is next week.
Prayer meeting is next week.
Tuesday.
or Tuesday. Yeah, because of Thanksgiving, we traditionally move it to Tuesday, not Wednesday, so people that are headed out of town on Wednesday don't miss the prayer. We do this so you can pray. You can be here and pray. So do your best to remember Tuesday night. And we'll be back in our smaller group in the homes for next week.
Amen.
Got it? Okay. Thank you.